Are you okay? Is it warm enough for you? Isn't it a majestic fire? Huh? Ah, sweetie, let me bask in my ego, like. I'm really proud of it. Uh-huh, in all its majesty. Look at it. So what do you think of Bunyan so far? Yeah? Oh, come here. You know, I'm so happy you came along with me. Is it your first time camping out for the solstice? Yeah? And it's your first time here too. It's a special place. There's something in the air here, you know? It's almost like the still residue of the spirit. You know, people come here and they say that they can hear Celtic shamanic drumming. Well, they claim to do anyway. Could be the imagination though. But you wouldn't blame them, would you? I mean, it's a really mystical and magical place. Oh, the water is boiled. Do you want some tea? It's amazing. Ah, baby, it's just passion flower. Passion flower, of course it's safe. I'm not brewing ayahuasca here, like. Ayahuasca. Well, that's a plant mainly used by the shamans in the jungle. Aye, jungle. Well, people go to Brazil and other South American countries for ayahuasca ceremonies. You drink it and there's a ritual, and apparently the plant kicks your ass. Yeah, it's a plant. I think it's a mixture of two plants, actually. But it shows you what you need to fix in your life. It comes in the form of visions. Yeah. Like Mother Ayahuasca. Mother. And she is not to be messed with. She gives you the spiritual equivalent of the wooden spoon, you know? And when you get home, your life changes for the better. Yeah, well, people stop smoking and get off drugs and fix problems in their relationships and stuff. Some amazing stuff happens. No, I wouldn't, because it's medicine. And I'm not sick, so I don't need it. At least I hope I'm not sick. And anyway, I'm the medicine man. Yeah, I sure am. Now drink up. Drink your tea. Speaking of the medicine man, so does this Irish guy, right? And he finds that he's no longer able to, you know, perform. He can't get it up. So he goes to his doctor, and his doctor tries a few things, but nothing seems to work. No Viagra, nothing like that. And finally, as a last hope, he visits this Celtic medicine man, a healer. And the medicine man says, I can help you, but only with so much. And with that, he threw a white powder into a flame and boom. And he told the man to breathe in the smoke deeply. And then he said, this is a powerful medicine, but you can only use it once a year. All you have to do is say, 1, 2, 3, and your Celtic warrior will raise for as long as you wish. So the man asked, and what happens when it's over and they don't want to continue? So the medicine man says, well, when your partner can't take any more and when she's spent, all she has to do is say, 1, 2, 3, 4, and it'll go down again. But be warned, the Celtic warrior will not raise again for another year. So the man rushes home and he's anxious to try out his new powers, you know. And that night he goes into the shower and he shaves and he gets all, you know, jazzed up. And he slides into the bed and he cuddles up to his wife. And he says, 1, 2, 3. And suddenly he gets the most gigantic woody ever, just as the medicine man promised. And then his wife turns over and she asks, what did you say 1, 2, 3, 4? You're not going to count to 4 tonight, are you? Phew. Here we are, alone on the hills of Bunyan with passion flower tea, celebrating the summer solstice. What are we like? Weirdos. No, love, we're not weirdos. We're just limited editions. You know, during the rituals, couples used to hold hands and jump over the fire. Yeah. Well, it supposedly would bring more passion into the relationship, you know. Yeah. Yeah, I'm afraid it'll burn my butt too. We're going to rule that one out. But you know, the fire also symbolized burning off old worries and baggage. And it was also a symbol of the sun. You know, a strong fire meant a strong sun and a strong harvest. It's funny though, isn't it? Like after this night, the sun goes down earlier each day. And so it's like birth and death, all in one. Those people are onto something, you know. And to think that we are sitting where they sat 6,000 years ago. Isn't that amazing to think about? Oh wow, I'm really deep tonight, huh? It must be the passion flower tea. You know, there's a store not far from here, and it's meant to be a lady. This saint caught her stealing her neighbor's milk from her cow, and so he turned her into stone as punishment. Yeah, it's called the butter rolls. We go visit it tomorrow. It's the curse of Saint Fiacna. I know, a saint that curses. Only in Ireland, huh? Come here. Lean back into me and close your eyes. You don't need to drink those magic potions to sense it. All you have to do is let your mind open up. Just like a little antenna. And just imagine the ancient ones. Lovers holding hands, dancing to the shaman's drum, by the light and the sparks of the fire, giving thanks to the goddess. And then slipping away to make primal and passionate love. But we don't need to slip away. Your cheeks look so rosy. Love to me, baby. Out here, my forty. Under the stars in this ancient place. I want you. Come lay down with me. Take the blanket. Less experience. Don't worry. There's no one around for miles and miles. It's just you and I under the Celtic sky.
Oh, come here, baby. To my arms. And wrap the blanket around us. Oh my God. Oh. Your skin feels so soft. You look so beautiful. So gorgeous by the fire. Come closer to me. I want your breasts in my mouth. Oh, yeah. like the way that feels underneath you. My primal woman. My goddess. Honey. Press your nipples against my chest. Press those wet nipples against me. I want you under the stars in this magical place. I want you to be mine right here, right now. Be my Celtic goddess. Oh, take it. Put your hand in it and feel it. Can you feel my arms around you, squeezing you, holding you when I slip inside you? Oh my God. No. That's so perfect. Such an amazing experience for you. The only thing that bothers me is if that saying turns up again. And turns us to stone. Maybe it wouldn't be such a bad thing though. Couples come here and make love, but in love making stones. And feed our spirit here for thousands of years. Oh.